It's Wednesday, March 18th. Here's what's happening in Northeast Indiana. The Indiana Immunization Coalition released a statement supporting a new ruling that blocks federal changes to vaccine policies. As of last week, Bitcoin or other cryptocurrency ATMs became illegal in the state of Indiana. And today we launch WBOI Spring Membership Drive, and we need your support now more than ever. I'm Brianna Barrow, and this is Who and What. The Indiana Immunization Coalition released a statement supporting a new ruling that blocks federal changes to vaccine policies. WFYI's Farah Anderson reports.
Earlier this year, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention released a new childhood vaccine schedule, reducing the number of vaccines routinely recommended for children from 17 to 11. That move came after the CDC's Vaccine Advisory Panel, newly appointed under Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr., voted to change the recommendation for the hepatitis B vaccine at birth. Now, a federal court has temporarily blocked those changes. The Indiana Immunization Coalition released a statement supporting the decision, saying the recent disruptions have created uncertainty for parents and healthcare providers. The coalition said they will continue to, quote, support evidence-based immunization practices that keep children and communities safe. I'm Farah Anderson in Indianapolis.
As of last week, Bitcoin or other cryptocurrency ATMs became illegal in the state of Indiana. As WNIN's Tim Jagalow tells us, the law is designed to protect individuals from financial scams.
There are more than 70 cryptocurrency ATMs in Evansville alone. This is where historically people could buy or send bitcoins at a kiosk just like an ATM at a convenience store. But not anymore as of March 10th. Evansville Police Department Sergeant Nathan Van Cleve says they're now illegal in Indiana because they've been used to defraud vulnerable people out of a lot of money.
The number of reports has doubled each year for the last 4 years, with a total over $400,000 in losses, with each individual loss an average of $11,000. So I've spoken with many victims of this crime.
There were even scams reported at this Evansville location. Van Cleve says such fraud costs victims more money than other scams, like gift cards or even digital money apps. In Evansville, I'm Tim Jagalow.
Today, we launch WBOI's Spring Membership Drive. Federal and state funding for WBOI has been eliminated, making member support more critical than ever. Your donation powers the NPR and local news and music programming that Northeast Indiana depends on. Make your gift today to keep trusted journalism and music accessible to everyone in our community. You can show your support at wboy.org/donate. More news in a moment.
Hi, I'm Curtis L. Chrysler, a professor of English at Purdue University Fort Wayne and the current Indiana Poet Laureate. I believe WBOI enriches our local and regional community with vital news and information. It elucidates our government, education, economics, arts, and culture. It presents national and international coverage, enhancing our democracy.
Join Curtis in protecting public radio. Learn how at wboi.org/save. Here's what to know for today. More than 100,000 people could lose Medicaid coverage in Indiana under a measure that passed in the most recent legislative session. Foreclosure rates have continued a gradual upward trend that began last year, according to new property data. And A True Presence, a documentary focused on Janois Wilson Brabson, the first woman firefighter in the Fort Wayne Fire Department, premieres Saturday at the Cinema Center. That's Who and What for Wednesday, March 18th. These stories and more can be found at WBOI.org or on the WBOI app. Subscribe to Who and What on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. You can ask your smart speaker to play Who and What. If you enjoy this podcast, you'll also enjoy our newsletter, Frequency, at wboi.org/frequency. Music for Who and What is produced by Jack Ankenbrook. From all of us at WBOI, thanks for being with us and have a great rest of your day.